You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman, the only stand-up comedy radio show in upstate New York. We got a super special guest on the phone, live from Canada, Robert Kelly. Robert, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Let's just say that I'm American. I'm in Canada. I'm not from Canada.
I'm calling from Canada. Well, you're from Boston, right?
From Boston originally, New York for the last 12 years. So
okay,
I'm an American citizen.
Now, is there like a clique among Boston comedians?
Not anymore. I mean, there was. You know, when I came out with Billy Burr, Patrice O'Neill, Dane Cook, Bob Marley, and we were kind of a little clique, and we all kind of went to New York, and you know. But I would imagine there is now too. I think there's another group of kids coming out of Boston. So I mean, yeah, a little bit, you know.
Do you notice that like people from the same areas kind of stick together?
Yeah, I mean, especially in comedy, dude, you got to kind of, you know, it's good to have a little, you know, like even
right.
In New York, when I moved to New York, it was like me, Rich Voss, Jim Norton, Patrice,
mm-hmm.
Billy, Keith Robinson. We all kind of were the same mindset, you know?
Yeah.
So, we, you know, you kind of hang out with people who get your demented crap, you know, because you don't have to explain your awful jokes to somebody.
Right.
Because they're offended every time you open your mouth, you know?
Now, like, when you're not performing, do you hang out with comedians or your friends, regular people?
Well, you know, comedy's weird. People don't get it. I mean, you know, we won't, you know, that's why comics don't have regular friends, man. Because regular friends get pissed off at you if you don't call them.
Right.
You know, or you don't see them every day or talk to them every day. You know, we're on the road all the time, so I haven't seen Patrice and talked to him in 3 months. You know, he called me up last week. I'm having a barbecue. All right, I'll see you over there. And he doesn't hate me. I don't hate him. It's just
right.
It's just the way it is, you know. But you can't do that with your wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Now, does your wife come to shows with you? Because I know she was in Albany when you were up here in May of last year.
Yeah, she comes. She came to that one, but, you know, that was, you know, she usually comes to the Miami or Montreal or, you know, the cool places. She's
okay.
Not going to go to, she's not coming to, you know, Knoxville where I need her to be because I'm going to hang myself in a Best Western.
Well, Albany's not that cool. What was the
reason
behind
that? Well, Albany's not that, yeah, you're right.
We don't really have anything.
Albany's actually pretty. I mean, Albany's got a cool little scene. My uncle lives up there. It's, you know, you get the Saratoga.
Right.
All that horse crap. Literally.
Right.
Pun intended. But, you know, downtown Albany's not that bad. I mean, the Palace Theater's beautiful, all that stuff.
Is.
I mean, it's a cool little scene. And, you know, it's only a couple hours away from the house, so it wasn't that bad.
Right.
You know, I needed her that weekend.
That's good.
But they put me in the hotel where the gig was, which we had to change immediately.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that the rooms can't be great in there.
Well, there was a, you know, it's a crappy hotel room when the table folds up. You know, it's a folding poker table
your
room. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's not it's
and
not
it's
ideal.
It's a king bed with two pillows. So, but yeah, those gigs, I actually like those gigs. The gig, you know, the Comedy Works, I like those gigs because, you know, I got fans up in Albany, but they don't, you know, they're not going to go to Boston or go down to New York to see me. So it's kind of cool to go up there. And the little rooms, these little places, but the rooms are great. I mean, the crowds are great.
Right.
You know, I have a blast up there. And it's, you know, like I've done the theater up there, which is awesome. I've done big shows, the improvs and all that, but those little rooms
right.
I kind of like because you can kind of work out stuff and go off a little bit and it's not as much pressure, you know?
Yeah. So you're going to be in Albany on Sunday with Dennis Leary.
Yeah, that's a crazy. I just looked at the lineup. It's Dennis Leary.
Okay.
Kenny Rogerson. I don't know if you know him, but he's. When I came up in Boston, he was one of the greats. He still is. He's a killer.
Okay.
He's, you know, him, Don Gavin, Steve Sweeney. These guys were killers. And Lenny Clark.
Yeah,
who's, you know, one of the funniest guys on the planet. So it's a kill. I'm definitely the weak link on the show. You know, they're killers. These guys have been around for years, and they just kill it. Like it's just they're gonna kill it. So I hope they put me up first. I hope I don't have to follow these guys, which, you know, probably will. I'll probably have to go up last as filler. But yeah, the show's gonna be crazy. I mean, Larry's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know if the band's gonna be there or what, but it's. you know, I usually do is Boston Comics Come Home. I've done that before, which is crazy, crazy show that he hosts. But I like when comics go back to their roots and kind of, you know, like he's a movie star. He's doing all this stuff. He's a TV star, and he's actually doing a comedy show in Albany. You got to know that.
Now, is he doing a tour? Are you touring with him, or is this like a one-time
deal? Well, it's a tour. I'm not on. I'm on three of the shows. I think there's five shows.
Okay.
And I'm on the last three,
okay.
Which is Albany and then two in Jersey.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I think somebody bailed out, couldn't do them, thank God. And they asked me, and, you know, his management company manages me, Apostle Films.
Okay.
Apostle Management. So they hooked me up, which is great. Because, you know, these shows, I love doing those shows. You want to talk about when comics hang out with each other? That's where we hang out with each other. When we get to do those type of shows, like when we did the ONA Virus, it was awesome because we all hung out. You know, this weekend I'm in Canada at the Just for Laughs, doing Just for Laughs in Ottawa with Alonzo Bowden.
He's great.
So me and Alonzo have been hanging out for the last 3 days like a married gay couple going to lunch and dinner.
And is he from Boston?
No, I don't know where the hell he's from. Good question.
But he was someone that you guys were friends with, right? I remember
Alonzo Bowden?
Wasn't he in Eight Guys with you and
Dane? He was in Eight Guys, but that was from L.A. Him and Dane used to be friends in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they used to do Dublins together before either one of them were famous. Hang on one second. Somebody's at my door.
Sure.
Hello? Hey, I'm doing a radio show right now. it's a radio show in Albany, New York.
Alternative to sleeping.
It's the... I know who you are. I was going to introduce you what you are. He's a guy that's been taking care of me all weekend, kind of like a tour manager.
I
actually have my pants undone right now, and I opened the door. Sorry, dude. Too fat. Dude, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming by and dropping this off. He just dropped off my shirt.
Your shirt?
Tell what's your name. I said, hi. And it was nice seeing her father. Take it easy, brother.
So why do you
have my pants all the way down?
Why do you have your shirt?
I left my shirt at the gig.
Wait,
like it's just a dress shirt. I wore a dress shirt for some stupid reason.
Then you like changed into a t-shirt, or are you just walking around with?
No, I had a t-shirt on, and then I wore a dress shirt. And then when I got there, I was like, I'm not wearing a dress shirt for this crowd.
Well, are you gonna wear a dress shirt in Albany?
No, okay. Not at all.
Good.
I can't be funny dressed up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird.
There's something about it. There's something about, some guys wear suits.
Yeah.
That's like a new thing now where guys wear ties and suits, and I guess they say it makes the crowd accept them more, like as more professional or some shit.
Yeah, that's crap. We are on FM radio, Robert.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. I've got a dump button.
Sorry. I dumped that.
Yeah,
I forgot. That's because he messed me up. I was doing so good.
The shirt thing.
And then he smacked me out of the radio mode and put me into regular person mode.
What kind of stuff do you normally get asked in interviews?
Oh, dude, it's always, how did you get started? And you're actually doing pretty good with your questions.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they were kind of interesting.
Some interesting ones?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Does anyone ever ask you what other people ask you? Or is that...
What the hell did you just say?
I don't know. Now,
does anybody ever ask you what other people ask you?
Oh, yeah, because that's what I just did. It was a joke.
Oh, okay, sorry. Didn't get that. Want to try that again? Want to punch it up?
Yeah, we'll edit the interview. I'll hit the dump button. No, has anyone ever accidentally, like, asked you R. Kelly type questions? Like, have you ever pissed on a, you know, 13-year-old?
Oh, dude, I get R. Kelly all the time. I have to block people on Twitter because they think I'm R. Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't block them to be mean. I block them because I don't want to, you know, have them read my tweets and ruin their dreams about their,
right.
The guy that they love. When, you know, I'm talking about, you know, going to the bathroom in the airport and a cockroach died, you know. Yeah, and a lot of times when I'm in Vegas, you got to go down to zero level to get the limo. Mm-hmm. There's all the guys with the signs and, you know, say R. Kelly. And I'll walk up and be like, oh. You see the, you know, the disappointment in his eyebrows when he realizes it's me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I mean, there's people on my yeah, there's a girl today that she, some hot black girl. Her name, I forget, she goes, if R. Kelly comes to Philly, I'm getting tickets. Love Letters is on my rotation. I don't, she's some hot black girl that thinks I'm R. Kelly. I don't know if she didn't look at my picture. It's a chunky bald guy on a comedy stage.
Isn't your description like you're a lesbian or something?
Well, I am a lesbian.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just for the lesbian movement.
Comic, actor, and lesbian, and you're obviously white. I'm looking at your Twitter.
Yes, I like that you said I'm obviously white,
right?
But you didn't deny the lesbian part.
I can't see if you're a lesbian. The picture's kind of small. You could be a female from this small of a picture, a bald yeah. lesbian female.
Yeah, like that chick on The Voice.
Yeah. So, I know you can't really stay long, but I guess some. Let me look through the questions. I wanted to hear about Cheat.
This call has cost already. It's been $120.
$120.
No, I'm kidding. I have no idea. I love that you take everything I say literal.
Oh, I have to.
I can fly.
I have to pretend to take it literally. It's kind of, you know, the interviewer's job. But so Cheat, you did it with, it's a movie you did with Bill Burr and Joe DeRosa.
Yes, sir.
Did that just came out?
No, it's a movie we wrote and produced ourselves.
Okay.
I don't know, a year and a half ago. And Tribeca actually found it and loved it, picked it up, put it in the festival.
Wow.
And it killed in the festival. From that, you know, they had us write a book that's coming out in the fall called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. It's a how-to on how to cheat and and get away with it.
I'm sure your wife loves that.
Well, she helped with a couple
really?
Of things. Yeah. Like I was writing stuff. She's like, nah, you don't do that. You do this. I was like, yeah, she's absolutely right.
You don't cheat, though, do you?
No, it's more of
a
you know, back in the day.
Right.
Experience, from my experience.
Okay.
And if I did cheat, you wouldn't know about it because I wrote the book on it.
Right.
So I wouldn't be able to, I shouldn't write a book if I get caught cheating.
Oh, man.
But that's coming out, and there's a couple other things happening soon that are actually really great shit. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have some good news. So yeah, it was just us getting together. It's like, you know, comics hang around all the time, and you go, you get coffee, you get food, you have, you know, you're laughing, you're telling stories, you're doing all this funny stuff, but no one ever bothers to, hey, let's just go write one of these things down and film it,
right,
and produce it, and actually put content out there that could make us money. Let's just keep being goofballs into our late 40s and hope somebody gives us a shot instead of making your own opportunity.
Right.
So it was pretty much that. It was like, look, I'm hanging out with the two of the funniest guys I know on the planet. Why don't we just stop, just do something together? Let's write something. And we did.
And you're getting a good response with it, and you're getting a book deal.
Yeah, we got the book deal. We already finished the first draft. They love it. Simon & Schuster, which is one of the big four publishers, actually picked it up. And,
wow.
And then in 2 weeks, we're going to be up in Montreal doing the festival, and our movie's going to be up there premiering.
Oh, cool.
And we're doing a live show, me, Billy Burr, and Joe DeRosa.
That sounds like a great show.
Called Cheat Live, where we each do like, you know, 15 minutes on cheating.
Cool. And
like the jokes are kind of, you know, cheating and, you know, and from my perspective, from Joe's perspective and his perspective, it's, you know, it's jokes like that. Yeah.
So is there any plan for like a DVD or a wide release?
Well, we're going to probably, with the digital version of the book, you'll probably get the actual movie will come with it.
Oh, cool.
We're trying to work on that. And then, you know, it'll be out there after. We're working on the feature-length movie version of it now.
Okay, so is it more like a short film and you're going to redo it?
It's a short film. It's a 15-minute short.
Oh, okay.
And we're working on the feature-length now. We're like 80 pages into it. So, you know, hopefully we want to sell this and sell the script idea and make the movie the feature length.
That's
awesome.
Which
is a little different from the actual the short, but
yeah.
It's actually, you know, funny too, you know.
Cool. Well, I'm really excited about that, and I'm hoping maybe I can score a press pass so I can see you on Sunday.
Good. Yeah, 'cause the show's going to be crazy, man.
It sounds great. And tickets are still available, I'm sure.
Yeah, this show's going to be, this is going to be one of the most rocket shows that comes through Albany in a while. Because Dennis is here. I mean, all the guys, I mean, the heavy hitters, man. Everybody's a heavy hitter on the show. So I'm just hoping I don't bomb. I'm hoping that I'm not the weakest link. I'm hoping that I can go out there and kick ass.
You'll do
but
great.
I'm just excited to be on the show. It's going to be, and you got to get your tickets too, because I think it's starting to sell out.
Really? Yeah, I'll have to work my magic and try and get some free ones.
Yeah, get your goddamn tickets.
All right. Well, Robert, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you calling, spending a few $100 to talk with me on my my podcast that actually
if
is not a podcast.
If my bill comes in and it's over $300, you have to pay for everything that's over.
Okay.
All right, sound good?
Sounds good. Yeah, you just have to call back in.
Okay, I definitely will, dude. It was I appreciate you having me on, and I'll see you in Albany.
Yeah, I'll try and come out. Thank you, Robert.
All right, bye, buddy.
Take care. Robert Kelly, you can check him out with Dennis Leary along with